The Vermont Garden Journal is made possible by Gardner Supply, offering earth-friendly and innovative solutions for gardens and landscapes in Burlington, Williston, and gardeners.com.
I'm Charlie Nardozzi, and this is the Vermont Garden Journal. This time of year, it's usually a battle to keep my herbs from going to seed. We all know herbs like basil produce more and bigger leaves if you can slow the march toward flower and seed formation. But sometimes it's best to work with nature instead of against it. Some herbs, such as dill, fennel, and cilantro, produce seeds that are not only edible, but desirable. Cilantro seeds are also known as coriander, a favorite in Indian and other ethnic dishes. Dill seed is used in cooking and to make pickles, while fennel seeds are used in teas, breads, and soups, and they're a good digestive. I sometimes eat a small handful of raw fennel seeds to soothe an upset tummy. Plus, these flower and seed heads are favorites of a multitude of beneficial insects. They're good for your garden ecology, so let some herbs go to seed, and you can start collecting them. Here's how. The key with collecting seeds is to be ready to catch them before they fall. Select the healthiest looking herb plants with the biggest heads. Once the flowers have faded and the green seeds turn brown, cover the seed head with a paper bag and cut the stalk below the bag. Bring the bag indoors, poke a few holes in it for ventilation, and as the seeds dry and mature, they'll drop off the flower head. Shake the bag periodically to accelerate this process. Once you have a bag of seeds, let them dry in a dark, airy, warm location out of direct sun for about a week or so. Then store them in glass jars at room temperature. They usually hold their flavor for months. And now for this week's tip. Got extra sunflower heads in the garden? Why not eat them? Cut the unopened sunflower head just below the bloom, peel off the thick bottom leaves, and steam it as you would globe artichoke. You and your friends will be amazed at the sunflowery, artichoke-y flavor. Next week on the Vermont Garden Journal, I'll be talking about selecting trees and shrubs at the nursery. Until then, I'll be seeing you in the garden.